Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Hello, Diana.
Hi. It is the day after Christmas.
It's the day after Christmas. I think I ate too much.
Oh.
Yeah, way too much. Roll me out of the studio today.
I got a lot of paper cuts from so much unwrapping.
So much unwrapping.
You were very good to me.
Oh, well, you know, you deserve it. You put up with me all year round. I hope Christmas was good for everyone out there in Radio Land as well. Well, it is Thursday, theme Thursday here at the Tech Table, and we'd like to take the day after Christmas and just slow down a little bit. After all the buildup, a little time with just our closest family can be a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
So one way to slow down is to cozy up with popcorn, hot chocolate, and a good movie.
Oh, those are three of my favorite things.
Absolutely, and if you can convince me to watch a movie, I'm just not a movie guy.
Yeah, it's a very rare occasion for Justin.
I get really wrapped up in movies. So we watch a lot of kids' movies so that I don't get wrapped
right.
up in them. Because, I mean, something like a romantic... I was watching a romantic comedy the other night.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. They all kind of run together.
Okay.
But I got all wrapped up in it and started wondering about the meaning of life and how love was important. And I'm an artist at heart.
You know, this sounds like an exaggeration, listeners, but it's absolutely true.
It's absolutely true. I am a sap and I get caught up in things. It's my artistic personality.
I guess so.
We do have a list of holiday classics.
Yes.
You know, these are movies that probably everyone should see.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these are iconic, in fact. Not the first one, necessarily. How the Grinch Stole Christmas from 2000, starring Jim Carrey.
Right. Now, of course, there's the original version that we all know, the animated feature.
Which is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Everyone should see
fantastic
that, for sure.
Dr. Seuss. Anything by Dr. Seuss.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have The Santa Claus.
Yes, Claus being C-L-A-U-S-E.
Right, yes. Starring Tim Allen. If you remember that from 94.
Love it.
That was a fun movie. It was a little disturbing at points, though.
Well.
Because it's like mutating into Santa Claus, right?
Yeah,
or something?
I don't know.
You'd say, but it was kind of scary.
Yeah. But it's very funny, and I think they had at least one, if not two, follow-ups to that, too.
Right. And then A Christmas Story from 1983.
Classic.
No,
I didn't
Peter
realize that was 1983.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the lamp with the legs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, a friend of mine was nominated for a Tony Award for his Broadway adaptation of that, the musical version of A Christmas Story. No big deal. That's what I get on Facebook. I go on Facebook thinking I've accomplished something. I have a radio show, and then, you know, I have a friend who has won an Emmy or a Tony or something like that. But that's life. So A Christmas Story, it's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, White Christmas.
Ah, beautiful.
1954, starring Bing Crosby.
Beautiful.
I would sing a little bit, but we have to pay the rights,
okay.
So we're not going to do that. All right. And then National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, starring Chevy Chase, which is just hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious. Hilarious.
We watch it all the time.
Mm-hmm, all those vacation movies are very funny.
They are.
A little inappropriate
at times,
I suppose.
Less funny. I think they get less funny as the franchise went along.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
yes,
that's typical.
But the Christmas Vacation one's pretty family-friendly and very funny.
And then here are two classics you cannot go your lifetime without.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see these. Miracle on 34th Street from 1947, starring Natalie Wood. And then It's a Wonderful Life from 1946, starring James Stewart, which that's Noelle's, our engineer. That's her favorite Christmas
film.
She's
giddy right now.
She is. And it's a beautiful movie. Those are just great. They have great messages to them.
Mm-hmm.
So kick back and watch a movie. Till next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.